Good morning. This is Sunday, February 11th. Yes, February 11th, 2018.
It's already the middle of the month?
Yeah. And it's a short month at that.
No.
That's Katie Hendrickson lamenting with me that we are rapidly moving through February. She's the host of Note with Katie Hendrickson every Sunday through Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. And yes, indeed, Katie, we are moving straight through February.
I can't believe it. But I'm also going to be happy when the winter is over and we get spring again. That's going to be really nice.
Well, that could be middle of next week.
It could be now, and then it could go back. Right. We're going to have that time period where it just shifts back and forth for a while, and everyone gets really excited. And it's like, spring is here, and then, oh, no, wait, it's not here yet.
And we all sneeze.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's a whole brand new week for you on Note.
So many things happening. First off, I do Arts Beat segments, so a chance to talk and go in depth with arts happenings in our area. And 21C Bentonville has a new exhibit that's up right now. It's called Labor and Materials. And there's a talk with the chief curator of 21C, all of the hotels, Alice Gray Stites, and she is in town to give a talk. And I'll be on site to talk to her, and I'll have that interview next week. But let's hear a little bit more about where the concept of this exhibit comes from. There's a quote from a book called The Second Machine Age, Work, Progress, and Prosperity in a Time of Brilliant Technologies. So the authors, Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee, they say, if the first machine age helped unlock the forces of energy trapped in chemical bonds to reshape the physical world, the real promise of the second machine age is to help unleash the power of ingenuity. So this exhibit is all shaped around these premises. And actually, there's so many fascinating works that 21C always, like, they have, it's like always amazing contemporary artists that have come together.
And, you know, there's a reason it's called 21C Museum Hotel. I mean, yes, you can sleep there.
And it's a museum that's open 24 hours a day. You can go in there anytime.
Absolutely free. And generally, the collections that rotate at 21C are up for about half a year, right? I think six months
is how long they stay up. So it'll be up for a while. And it's just a great opportunity because you can go up there, view the exhibit. Then you can go next door to the Hive. You can have a cocktail in their lounge. You can have a nice dinner. So it's a really nice opportunity.
Also a chance for people to be interactive and get a couple of tickets to this pretty cool APO show concert that's going to be next weekend.
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement. Kyle, you had a chance to speak with Erjean Kong, the violinist, in this concert. It's all based around the Arkansas native composer Florence Price. You've heard me talking about her as well because there's a Trillium coming up later this month featuring the chamber music of Florence Price.
Then Fort Smith Symphony in May.
Yes. So there's so many things happening with her music, and it's great to see this resurgence. I actually have tickets for that concert, so it's really easy. If you want to be considered for tickets, just hop on over to my Facebook page and like my page. I'm collecting those names. I also have a post there at Facebook. And if you're already a fan of me on Facebook, you can participate and enter the contest by finding that post.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's going to be an exciting concert. And this week's New Yorker, it finally, you know, arrived in mailboxes with the Alex Ross about her and Fort Smith Symphony.
I get the New Yorker, so I was like so excited to open it up. And I actually, Kyle, when I was putting together notes about talking to you this week, I had the New Yorker and I was going to read from it because he talks. So Erjean Kong actually did a whole recording of the two violin concertos, and he raves about her recording of it.
He does, yeah.
So that was really exciting. So Florence Price, Erjean is also going to be on Of Note this week as well. So you've heard her on Ozarks at Large. You'll hear more this week in Of Note.
You can't get too much Erjean Kong.
No.
That's my thought.
That's true.
All right. Speaking of interviews, you have another one coming up this week.
Yes. So another violinist, actually, the wonderful Anna Kiko Myers, American violinist. And her most recent recording features a Rautavaara piece. He's a Finnish composer, really well known. He died in 2016. But right before he died, actually, she commissioned a work from him. Hmm. It's called Fantasia, and that's the title track on the album. So I got to talk to her all about working with Rautavaara. She actually went over to play the work for him in person, and she said that he came up to her and was so he was repeatedly saying, I wrote such beautiful music. He was just so excited about this piece coming together. And it's a beautiful testament of his life and his work. And so I'm really happy to bring that conversation to you with Anna Kiko Myers about Fantasia. Also on that recording is a Szymanowski violin concerto. So it's really beautiful.
I'm assuming we'll hear the conversation and the piece.
Yes.
That's so cool. Yes. You'll get to hear her talk about it and then hear it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. 8 to 10, Sunday through Thursday night, Of Note with Katie Hendrickson, or Sunday through Thursday mornings, 9 to 11 on KUAF2. Now get some rest.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Katie.